We have a God who keeps his promises. There are a number of promises that God makes in the Old Testament. There's the promise to Noah, or the covenant. There is what we hear today, the covenant to Abraham. There is the covenant with Moses. And there is the promise of the covenant with David, that a son, the Son of God, will sit upon his throne. God makes these promises out of his love. But the challenge for us is that God's time and our time are not always the same. Think, for example, of this promise to Abraham. He's promised a land, the land where he is. But it's going to be centuries before that promise is fulfilled. The people who found themselves in Egypt as slaves, they didn't even remember the promise. It had been forgotten. They didn't know how to worship. They didn't know what justice was. They didn't know what beauty was. They didn't know what love was. They didn't know anything about what it is that God wanted them to do. But God keeps his promises. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the coming of Jesus was an event of such magnitude that it took centuries to prepare for it. There is something, I think, about time. We all know that sometimes in our life, we need time in order to really become who we are to be. Lent is really about that conversion, that through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we become more ourselves by turning away from sin and being faithful to the gospel. Let us ask the Lord today to give us greater confidence in being able to trust his promises.